Even though the city of Sulphur Springs is keeping their tax rate the same as in several years past, they still must have two hearings in the near future because tax revenue is going up in their proposed budget for next fiscal year due to increased net taxable property values. I talked with City Manager Mark Maxwell.
Tax rates are very heavily regulated in the state of Texas, and so we have to have a couple of meetings to satisfy the requirements. And the reason for that is the tax rate remains the same at 44 cents, the same place it's been, I think, since 2003. But because values of homes are rising, technically the revenues are increasing, and so we have to have a couple of meetings, a couple of hearings to satisfy the requirement.
Yeah, I think your net taxable value, which you actually used in the budget, went up like 3.2% or something.
Yeah, which we haven't seen anything quite like that in a while.
Yeah.
It was nice to see that the economy's doing well.
Yeah, I think the county saw an overall 4% increase, and Kathy Singleton said that that was the largest increase that she's seen since she's been here. So I didn't realize that. I mean, it's certainly not Collin County, but it's, you know, it's significant for us.
Well, for us it is, and we don't see the high peaks, but we don't see the corresponding valleys after the crash either. Mm-hmm. We just kind of mosey along like this, and I think we dropped 3% during the Great Recession, and it's starting to creep back up again. So it's we consider it a positive sign.
These meetings generally poorly attended. You don't get a lot of people that they're waving placards and saying how outrageous and all that.
Typically no one attends.
Right.
Every now and then somebody will show up, but especially if the rate's staying the same.
Yeah.
If you're not raising the rate, nobody shows.
Is it possible, even with keeping the tax rate the same, that it, at some point, if they increase so much, could you hit a rollback level?
I think it's 8%.
So if the values increased 8%, your revenue could increase that much, and that would... But you're far from that in this.
And because, of we, like I say, we don't hit the high peaks and valleys, I doubt that we'll ever see 8% growth. If we do, high quality problem.
Well, the good news, of course, no inflation. So a lot of the things that people pay for, like water and sanitation, that sort of thing, are not increasing.
Water's not going up. Sanitation's not going up. Sewer is,
but
that's because of the sewer plant.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things aren't going up. The biggest reason for the lack of inflation is energy. Energy is taking a nosedive, whether it's oil or gas or as a derivative of that electricity. But other things are going up, and so it's tough to say there's no inflation because you see it when you go to the store.
Mm-hmm.
But in the aggregate, there really isn't any.
I guess the easy explanation on the sewer increase, you're trying to do incremental increases to keep from the point when you have to start paying, I guess, for your stuff that's funding it, and that could be a big hit.
Yeah, so we're going to do $17 to $19 million worth of upgrades to the wastewater treatment plant that, frankly, we have to do. And you want to eat that elephant a bite at a time, and it's going to be a couple of years before we have to start making any kind of bond payments. So we're just going up incrementally. This year you're going to see a 2% increase on the wastewater rates. We had an increase last year. We'll have one next year. So we're going to ease into that so that we'll be able to pay the bonds when the time comes.
KSST News.